Good morning. I'm Samuel from Agora House Church. Now let's bow our head and just open up in our prayer for this morning. So, dear Lord, we pray that the door of our hearts can be truly open to you so that we may discern every instinct. Dear Lord, guard our hearts so we may lift them up to you and be alert to practice and fulfill the biblical truth, progressively preparing the way for the second coming of Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, today's topic is on watchful for the second coming of Christ. The scripture is from Luke chapter 12, verses 35 to 59. Be in readiness. Be dressed in readiness and keep your lamps lit. Be like men who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door to him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly, I say to you, when he will gird himself to serve and have them recline at the table and will come up and wait on them, whether he comes in the second watch or even the third and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too, be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. Peter said, Lord, are you addressing this parable to us or to everyone else as well? And the Lord said, Who then is the faithful and sensible steward whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master find so doing when he comes. Truly, I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says in his heart, My master will be a long time in coming, and begins to beat the slaves, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, the master of the slave will come on a day when he does not expect him and at hour he does not know, and will cut him in pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. And that slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accord with his will receive many lashes. But the one who did not know it and committed deeds worthy of a flogging will receive but few. From everyone who has been given much, much will be required. And to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more. I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am under it. And how distressed I am until it is accomplished. Do I suppose that I came to grant peace on earth? I tell you, no, but rather division. For from now on, five members in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. And he was also saying to the crowds, When you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say a shower is coming, and so it turns out. And when you see a south wind blowing, you say it will be a hot day, and it turns out that way. You hypocrites! You know how to analyze the appearance of the earth and the sky, but why do you not analyze this present time? And why do you not even on your own initiate judge what is right? from while you are going with your opponent to appear before the magistrate. On your way there, make an effort to settle with him, so that he may not drag you before the judge, and the judge turn you over to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not get out of there until you have paid the very last cent. So that's our verse. Here it is speaking to us, all our concern, especially at the beginning for our future. But oftentimes our concern is mainly on what is physical. But Jesus is really, really redirecting us, our focus on our spiritual, because he's really teaching us to prepare ourselves for his coming, for his second coming. And what he's asking is just our faithfulness, obeying his commands and being watchful and get ready for his return. For this scripture, especially at the beginning part, it really encourages me just to get ready and have this joy preparing for his coming, because there are a few verses that really tells us how he's going to respond to us in a way that he will gird himself to serve and wait on us, and that he will find us and that he would bless us. But as the whole part goes on, slowly it goes into topics that's getting more and more serious, because the next part, it's about the possession that God has given to us. So the more that is given to us, the more he would ask from us. And oftentimes I feel like, especially here in Hong Kong, our greatest possession is definitely our time. A lot of us feel so just so selfish with our time. Oftentimes it is the most to ask from us is our time. That's our greatest sacrifice. I definitely feel convicted oftentimes that I'm not even willing to spare my time to people who need our help when we are in a rush to go to work or whatnot. Oftentimes in my mind, even if I'm not going to be late, what I have in mind is, but I want to be at work earlier. I want to be more prepared for my work. Everything that I have in my mind is me, my time, my work. And yeah, so, but how about other people? The time that might be given to us, but for other people, not for just our work. And yeah, because all these are the resources God has given to us. So definitely, whether we are graced with all these resources, gifts, or all these talents, or even time, it really supersedes all these, because, sometimes every human being, we have all this possession, yet we do not have the wisdom to really make good choice of what has already been given to us. So in other words, we can waste the time or use it wisely. It is our choice, but God wants us to use it for his kingdom. And the next part, it turns into something that's even more serious on division. This is really a warning, because no doubt we all experienced division at all time, whether it's at church, at work, or at home. But the problem really may not just lay in the division itself, but how we respond to the divisions and that has happened in our lives. Because in reality, perhaps all this division is not a problem, because oftentimes we're so naive, we expect that, we have the truth. We are on the side that has the truth. But the truth is, God is on his own side, and we are supposed to align our expectation, what we think is true, to him, knowing what his truth is, asking for his truth. And yeah, because God is actually at work on both sides of the division that we thought was so serious. But in fact, in his kingdom, he's really ready to bless both sides, not so much on our side, on what we thought was our truth. And then, for the part for the fire, for sure, that is a way to a judgment and also a symbol for cleansing. And yeah, so the fire of judgment is perhaps about our ability to save ourselves. So the cleansing fire is going to reveal to us that we need God. It's just a reminder once again, whatever we do, whatever we think, whatever we say, we should often refocus ourselves onto God. Yeah, that's it for my sharing this morning. We'll pray in closing before we go into the worship. Yeah, let's pray. Father Lord, as we go into worship, continue to keep our hearts open for your words, Father Lord, for what you have for us. As we get ready this morning for you and every day, Father Lord, speak to us so that we know when you come, we are ready to respond to you, to put our feet in action, to want to follow you, Father Lord, and to welcome you. And yeah, Father Lord, speak to each and every one of us here in Solomon's Porch, and help us to not focus on our differences, but focus onto your truth and seeking your truth. For we all know we all hold perhaps one piece of your puzzle for the whole picture. And we have to respect to others who hold on to a different piece that we do not have. Yet, if we accept the other party, we'll be able to piece the puzzle together and have the full picture. So in order to have you, we got to have others. We have to have each other to be in one. Yeah, Father Lord, as we go into the worship, let us prepare our heart for this fire of cleansing, to cleanse us pure so that we can come and worship and have you and have your truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, now before we go into the church prayer, just very quickly, I'll pray over this intercessory prayer. So, dear Lord, the unity of Jesus' disciples was not based on their own efforts, but on the work of God who loved them as he loved his son. Today, the reality around us is full of things that are the opposite of what we continue to pursue for a godly unity. Unfortunately, some division is also latent in his church. Only when we are united can we bear an effective witness to the lost world outside. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed in his followers. Please do not allow prejudice and doubts in me and my brothers who are called by God to separate your church. May God allow denominations and groups of believers to stand together and support each other in a spirit of unity to build up the body of Christ and spread the gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, Father, just continue to lift up those who are suffering from cancer, Father. Like you say in the Bible, Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise, Father. Just want to praise your name and ask that we lift up all these brothers and sisters who are suffering from cancer, and we ask that your powerful healing hand is over them wherever they are right now. You be there with them to comfort their heart, to heal their body, so that not just that they get to see your miracles, but also their spirit and their mental health and emotion be taken care of. Yeah, Father, just continue to lift them up in your hands. Like, spend some time praying for those who are sick, and then I'll come up and pray afterwards. Yeah, Father, we lift up those who are suffering from sickness, Father, and we ask that your salvation comes and that they come to know you and know that you are their healer. Lord, we just ask that you come to not just our brothers and sisters, and also our brothers, sisters, family members, and friends who are suffering from all these kind of illnesses. And Father, Lord, let them see your face, Father, Lord. Let them know that their prayers are powerful. And let them know that you are the one who can heal them. Father, Lord, we just want to lift up these brothers and sisters, knowing that you be there to take care of them and heal them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Next slide. Yeah, we spend a bit of time in your prayer first, and then I'll pray. Yeah, Father, just continue to lift up our brothers and sisters who are suffering from all these infirmities. And Father, we lift them up so that they know every time when they feel the pain, they feel discomfort, you'll be there to just automatically connect the body to your healing power so that they'll be fully healed, knowing that you are their Almighty God who has control over their body, knowing that they'll be able to be set free from this pain and discomfort and these infirmities. And Father, we pray all this for the power of, in the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Next slide. Yeah, we also lift up all our brothers and sisters who are looking for a job. Father, Lord, we lift up all our brothers and sisters who are looking for a job right now, Father, Lord. Speak to them in different seasons, Father, Lord. Open doors for they'll be able to see your that you are the one who is providing, and what you have for them is the best, Father, Lord. In this season of searching, Father, Lord, you give them a heart that is able to experience your peace, knowing that in this time you are still, and that they be still, knowing that you are God. So Father, Lord, when the right time comes, the right door opens, they be there to seize the chance because of your grace and mercy, and that they'll be able to continue to see that your good work is in them and their good work is in you, Father. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Next, we move on to community prayer. Yeah, first we lift up our mission focus. We lift up PGNO and Oasis House in Cambodia. Also, we ask for open doors for ministry in North Korea, and that you open up these missionary opportunities and partnership in other areas in Asia. And we ask that any of the persecuted churches in the Middle East classes and outreaches, and we all these meetings that's coming up, Father, Lord, we ask that you bless them, continue to give them the strategies and angels and resources, and that they'll be able to see your provision and make good use of these resources that you have put in their hands. And Father, Lord, we ask that you bless them, we pray protection over them, and that you watch over not only them, their career, but also their finances and their family members, and knowing that they'll be safe as they serve your church and your kingdom. And Father, Lord, we also lift up our weekend gatherings, our Sunday service, and we ask that you bless the pastor and the worship team that's serving this Sunday, and we lift up the well and the SP kids and all the teachers who are teaching this week. We ask that your blessings over the worship team, hospitality team, the SPU youth, spin and spill services, and all other activities, classes, and outreaches and meetings. Also lift up the AV team, so that your protection and blessings is over them, knowing that everything would be run smoothly in your hands. And also lift up all the pregnant mothers, Rachel B, Jessica and Catherine, Annie and others. We ask that you bless the mothers and the babies, Ballard. We ask for, this healthy growth in this baby. We ask that the joy in pregnancy be continued to come today, and that they be able to feel the love from you because of this baby, and also from their family members around them. Yeah, Father Lord, come and comfort and help this mother. And we also lift up the house churches who are meeting today, Bowen, Hollywood, Mawan, and Southside. We ask that you bring all the house church members safely to house church. You anoint the house church leaders, and you anoint all the people who are preparing for food, for if they're having meal together. Father Lord, we ask that your blessing is with them. You opened up ears and heart in the discussion so that they come and meet you and see your face. Father Lord, we lift up all our SPers into your hands, Father Lord, this morning. And and we pray all this with the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it for our EMP today. Thank you. Bye.